Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Was already theirs. For God had created them miraculously, fully in His image, spiritually. Yes. For God is a spirit. Yes. So the enemy was trying to give them something that they didn't need because God had already given them enough. My brothers and sisters, sometimes man try to get things that God is not ready for them to have and handle. Yes. Sometimes we try to do things that God didn't tell us to do. And this is the same thing that happened with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve was deceived by seeking God's power as the tempter suggested. God said, this belonged to me. I'm letting you have dominion over what belongs to me. The tempter suggested that you will have that power. But what they really needed was God's blessing of His person imprinted in their image. See, here's the thing. The Holy Spirit has a way of transforming us into His image. That's a spiritual image of holiness and righteousness. And when you're imprinted with holiness and righteousness, you act just like Him. We have all been predestined to look just like Christ spiritually. And when we look like Christ spiritually, I ain't fighting with you, Mike. I'm embracing the relationship. I'm not stabbing you in the back, dog. I'm embracing you the way Christ embraced. I don't remember Christ fighting with nobody, but I remember a lot of folks fighting against Him. And if we are to be Christ-like, then we have to have the characteristics. If we say we are Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like. My brothers and sisters, Adam and Eve didn't need God's position. They only needed God's promise of His provision to sustain their every need. See, when you rely on God, I had a conversation with God. He said, do you trust me to be your provision? Do you trust me when the world is against you? Do you trust me when people are talking about you? Do you trust me to stand for what I share with you? Do you trust me? Will you stand? Here's the thing that God will do. The day you become a Christian, Bruce, you can expect persecution because the enemy does not love for you to worship God. And so the world will come at you because you are standing for God, Yahweh, Elohim, Adonai. And when you stand for God, persecution is going to come. So preachers, get ready. This is not an easy task. It's not supposed to be easy. My brothers and sisters, in Adam and Eve pursuit of acquiring, they took God's portion, and in doing so, they not only lost what they thought they were gained, but they lost what they already had. They lost it. They lost a perfect estate. They didn't even have to work. And now the woman got to have babies and the man got to work. And had to do that before. They tried to be what God didn't want them to be. So now when we try to, hey, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now when we try to do something that God ain't told you to do, God said, now I'm going to make you work. Because I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to just listen to my word. And my word will be fulfilled in spite of the fact that we're not doing what He asked us to do. God is the greatest giver. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. The Apostle Paul wrote, and he said, now he who supplies the seed to the sower, NIV, now he who supplies the need to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge your harvest of your righteousness. God is the greatest giver. He gives us all things, and without him, we are and we will have nothing. And without him, we are and we will have nothing. We are his, and he created us. And when we walk away, we won't have anything. Just like a seed that brings forth a large harvest than expected. When we give generously, we can expect to see a harvest of blessing coming from it. God will grow us in righteousness as we give in faith and will use any gift we give to do more than what we could ever imagine. Yeah. Remember, Antioch, we began with 364. 364. And it bumped up a little bit. And God took what we had and he multiplied it to increase our faith. 364. I heard the funeral director come in yesterday and he said, I can't believe it. But is there anything too hard for God? He walked through the door and he said, how? I said, God did it. The same way he took the two fish and the five barley loaves. He took 364 and he multiplied it to be what we are today. My brothers and sisters, when we see what God is doing, God has a harvest of righteousness. And he has an escrow account stored up for his house to be provided for. And you and I should seek such a harvest of righteousness above any material wealth that we have, not your 401, not your Social Security, not your checking and banking account, because one day all of that will be left here. And what will my life say about me? I shared so many times, all the degrees that I have would be left and boxed up and put in a cage. And the only thing that people will remember your legacy. And over a period of time, they will forget it because it become history. My brothers and sisters, we also don't give to receive accolades for our generosity. In Matthew 6:3, Jesus tells us to give so that your right hand does not know what your left hand is doing. Now, this is a parable. There are parables, metaphors, similes, and allegories. Fancy sound pretty, doesn't it? But it's simply stories that are being told. There are a lot of stories that were written in Scripture that have application so that we can understand the greater principle that God is trying to reveal to us. So he speaks of a parable here. For it says our reward for giving comes from God, not from the accolades of others. There is nothing wrong at all with being thankful for one who gives generously. Yes, sir. But that is not why we give. My brothers and sisters, we give out of love for others and love for Christ. For God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7, it says, each of you should give that you have decided in your heart to give, not grudgingly, not reluctantly, or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And then the other Virgin says, every man according to as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. What you give and what you put in the collection plate is a heart thing. Mm-hmm. I could do another message on giving, but I don't know if y'all could take it. For God so loved the world that he
gave.
You're following with me. See, I could do another one on giving because God is a giving God because he gave us this day. Amen. He woke you up this morning. Yes. He started you on your way. Yes. He put food on your table. He put clothes on your back. He gave you the knowledge that you have to do the things that you do. He has blessed us. He has kept us. He has restored us. He has redeemed us. He has reconciled us. He has revitalized us. He is our water when we are thirsty. He is our God is the greatest giver. And when we think about all that God has done for us, my soul looks back and wonder how we made it over. He brought us out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. And he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. He brought us out of the coast of Africa, the western coast of Africa, took us all the way through South America, down through the Caribbean, up to the western coast of Carolina. He brought us all the way. Some of us got down in Mexico where there's some black folks even down there. But thank God he didn't give up on us. Because he's still the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. They put us in chains, but God said, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. For greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. That's why we serve the Lord, because God is a great God, and he is greatly to be praised. I don't know about your walk with the Lord, but if the Lord is not the center of your joy, you ought to shout hallelujah for our Lord, our God, and our King. Malachi 3:8 said, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. How did they rob God? Since God owned all the resources, how in the world can we rob him of everything that he had? I'm glad you asked. Look at the whole text. Answer the question here. God had been robbed of his opportunity to bless his people. When you don't give to God, you're robbing God, because God has a way of taking what we give in order to bless his people. And when we give to God, it allows us to bless those who are hungry, those who are in need, those who are overseas. When we are giving to the Lord, it allows us to do more than just enough. And God is saying, do you trust me to be your supplier and your provision? If we just stop listening to this and start listening to this, because God loves a cheerful giver. And when we start giving from our heart, God will bless us according to his divine purpose, and he will bless us according to his riches and glory. When we give, God will pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Do you receive it today? Hey, Lord. The doors of the church open. Because one day the Lord will require something of us. Our stewardship. He will require something of us concerning our.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe it.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.